This strange, challenging pandemic school year is coming to an end, but not without delivering a final challenge to yearbook editors. How exactly do you make a high school yearbook when your school year was mostly remote? Cole Del Charco from North Carolina Public Radio put that question to two graduating yearbook editors.
Ellie McCutcheon had her work cut out for her this year.
Senior prank didn't happen. Our winter dance didn't happen. Just things didn't happen.
McCutcheon is a yearbook editor and senior class president at the Early College of Forsyth in Winston-Salem. She says even school picture day was turned upside down. It happened in December before the school started offering in-person classes again. McCutcheon's co-editor, senior Andrew Platel, says that was a problem.
I found that about 19.5% of our school did not take a picture.
They set out to collect as many student photos as possible. That meant using old photos from previous years or, in some cases, asking students to take new ones and send them in, which didn't always work out.
One of them ended up being really zoomed in on the face and not fitting in with the rest of like the shoulder up portrait style.
McCutcheon also got permission to use a bunch of pictures through social media.
And then I like really looked up people's Instagrams and like would find a photo, and then I would send that photo to them and be like, hello, I'm Ellie. I'm in the yearbook. Can I please use this photo? And most of the time they would respond and be like, sure.
But there were still students they couldn't get any pictures for. McCutcheon Platel decided to turn those missing pictures into empty tiles from a Zoom class. Like when someone leaves their video off, the mute button on, and just their name shows across the screen.
I think it makes the best of the situation because it would be weird even if it was just like a blank square. So might as well put something in it to make it a little comical.
And because no one knew if students would actually get a chance to sign each other's yearbooks, they included fewer pages for signatures. McCutcheon and Platel also wrestled with the bigger picture, how to portray such an awful school year.
Our year was Zoom, and we didn't want our book to be, like, that depressing. So we were like, let's take a more journalistic approach and try to, like, dive more into our student body away from school.
They made spreads about pandemic baking, students who worked after-school jobs, and how teachers were adapting to remote learning. And there were two whole pages dedicated to this year's class pets.
My dog will bark exactly when I unmute myself to say something or I'm trying to present, but they've kind of become our new classmates in a way, which has been interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of us, like after we get off a Zoom call, I feel like we all just like slam our laptops shut and then just like go lay with our dog or like our cat or something, you know?
Yearbook teacher Ted Barton is proud of his students and the yearbook they put together against the odds.
I don't see the book so much as what I see just a tribute to the people that they've become. They become these practical, resilient, intelligent people and ingenious.
In the end, the seniors did get a chance to sign each other's yearbooks at their outdoor graduation rehearsal in May. For NPR News, I'm Cole Del Charco in Durham.